positive blood group makes you a leader. But if it is not AB positive, you know, there are 6 different types of other blood groups, right? Sorry, 7 other blood groups. So others can or cannot be have the leadership quality. Can or cannot?
Can.
Okay. So is it a must formula? Or is it a must blood group for having? What the leadership has to do with your blood group? I'll just start with a small real life incident. We have one of the very senior sannyasi called Jayapataka Swami. He's an American by body, but he has been preaching the science of Krishna consciousness for more than now 39 to 40 years. He's a very hefty, very huge body, but very loving and very, very transcendental sannyasi. He has been going around the globe, and I think his name is very soon to come in Guinness World Book for his amount of travel. 3 years ago, he met with a cerebral vascular accident, like bleed in his brain. And as far as I go, I know that if there are certain areas of the brain, if part of the brain, if the bleed happens there, we have never seen a patient surviving. And he had the bleed in that area, called pons or pontine hemorrhage. Pontine hemorrhage is next to impossible to survive. Practically speaking, in my now almost 15 years of practice, I've never seen anybody surviving. But more than me, so many doctors also said that it's not possible to survive. He went into coma for almost 1.5 months. When he came back, it was a miracle for us, because everybody, thousands of people around the world were praying for him. And when he came back, we were not sure whether his brain is like, whether he's going to be a vegetable or whether he's going to be actually like not only like conscious, oriented, will be able to recognize. He had got paralysis of his full body when he came to consciousness, but he could recognize. His consciousness, his orientation was perfect, which was the next shock to us, a medical fraternity. And over a period of time, he started now moving his brain, started speaking. So when he was speaking, I made a visit to India. Obviously, it was not specifically to see him. I went for some other work, but then I thought I must go and see him also. So when I went to see him, he was just speaking little, but he could understand and he could talk in sign language. So I said, Maharaj, it is just a miracle to all of us the way you have survived. No one, at least in whom I know, have ever seen such a person surviving. He said, you know why? Because my blood group is B positive. I was like, what do you have to do with B positive blood group to survive? He said, my attitude is B positive. I'm always positive in whatever conditions of life I am. Every situation, whatever Lord gives me, I'm happy, I'm thankful, I'm always positive, and I'm also thankful to Lord for this situation what He has brought me today. And that really shook me up, that medicine has seen today a miracle because of his blood group of B positive. And that is a leader. A leader has to have this attitude of positivity. And that's why I decided that, no, I really want to ponder over this topic. Really think how we can learn this thing in our life and how we can spread this and give this positivity to others. So he is a source of my inspiration for today's topic. And I really want to thank him. Okay, let's ponder on our life situations. Do we come across such situations then when you have done some minor mistake and people blast at you? Sometimes it's not your mistake, people still blast at you. And sometimes situations come with something which is very, very unpalatable, something very painful to the heart happens. Like someone very close to you, you never expect, and they stab on your back. Something which is beyond our imaginations. Do we have gone through such situations ever in life? If, like I remember, you know, like when I'm going in the train in Bombay, By mistake, I just step on somebody and I'll say, I'm really sorry. And I really actually not really put my all weight. And that person just blast. And then it's such an embarrassing situation, so insulting situation. I really want to give back to her, but then I think, may not be right. Maybe, you know, like, it's my mistake anyways. But then it's very embarrassing situation. How do I react in such situations? Basically, when something untowards or something unpalatable happens in our life, how do we react? Anybody wants to share? what happens to us, what are the feelings we come across. Yes. Come on, Surabhi, take, talk. Is anybody an exception to this, first of all, tell me? Then I won't expect the answer from that person. Yes?
It's not my mistake.
It's not my mistake. Somebody else's mistake. Or maybe it's circumstances. It just happened. I didn't do it purposefully. Yes. So, anything else?
We feel bad.
We feel bad. Sad. Sometimes we withdraw ourselves.
Sometimes we react also.
Yeah, sometimes we give back. Any other thing? The common reaction which usually we come across is that either our enthusiasm goes away to help somebody else sometime, or to be good in some, you know, like, okay, I told you sorry, so big deal about it. Sometimes you try to do something good and still somebody does bad, next time you don't want to do good. Sometimes you were really nice to somebody and that person has stabbed you back. It will withdraw you, it will reduce your enthusiasm, and it will become just negatively. Now every time we start doubting others, whether this person is also going to stab me back. So we withdraw ourselves, it reduces our enthusiasm, and so many times we cannot forget and forgive this type of experiences, right? But it is found that those who are successful leaders, they also come with such situations. But they have strong internal mechanism by which they are able to forgive, forget, learn from their mistakes, and then go ahead. Humans means to err, right? Whether it comes to us or whether it comes to others. So a mistake is not a mistake till we don't learn from it. If we learn from it, it's no more a mistake. If we learn from a mistake, then it's an experience, right? And that's why the core existence of a leader is be positive. Always have the blood group be positive. So, anybody here wants to change their blood group to be positive? I want to change. May not be by blood transfusion, by changing our mindset. Right? That's what we are going to see. How?
What do you mean by leader?
Leader, right. Okay. Anybody else who wants to share? What do you mean by leader? Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita, you have something in your hand. Just got it. Okay. Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita that those who people look at them and want to follow them, they become ideal for others. They represent something which people look upon and then they want to take from that. That are the leaders. But again, Krishna says that the leader should be how? The leader should by themselves follow the principle life, character life. If they do that, then automatically the others will follow. If they do negative, the others will also be inspired to do that. So basically, each one of us, today I am talking this topic, why? Because each one of us have a leadership position. May it be in society, may it be nation, international level, if not, at least in our family and our group, our friends group, right? Everybody, you might not be a speaker, you might not be an extrovert person, but we do influence others, the way we behave and the way we lead our life. And if we influence others, we are leaders, because we are leading them to do that what we are doing. And if we lead our life with integrity, by teachings of scriptures, then we are, by words or by our actions, preaching to them. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has told us, actually speaking, that Bharat Bhumite Hoilo Manushya Janma Jar Janma Sarthak Kari Karapara Upakar. It's duty of each and every person who is born in India. It's not that only Indians have this thing, they can do it, but it is a responsibility to us, because we have got something very great, culture and scripture understanding in our heritage. Janma Sarthak Kari Karapara Upakar. Yes, so that it is our responsibility that we must go and preach this scriptural knowledge to others. It means become leader. I'm sure those who are coming regularly are facing this situation, that now your friends, relatives, people around know, you know that you are somewhere participating or you are connected to Bhagavad Gita teachings. today you do, tomorrow you do something wrong, they'll come back to you. Is this what you learn there? And if you behave something nice, something inspires them, they will come and tell you, is this what you have learned them? Learn there, I would also like to come and learn this thing. You know? It means you are influencing them. And you are an important leader for Lord Krishna's army, because you are spreading his message. And that's why we are talking about this topic today. Okay? So it is pertaining to each one of you, because each one of you are leader. So, the real leader develops this positivity from where it comes from, the sacred virtues or the qualities of humility, forgiveness, tolerance, truthfulness, integrity. And that's why Srila Prabhupada, the founder Acharya of Krishna Consciousness, would give this sentence very, very frequently. One's greatness is estimated by one's ability to tolerate provoking situations. When everything is going good, when others are nice to us, we all can be nice. Big deal about it. But when somebody provokes us, and in that time when we maintain our positivity, when circumstances go the negative way, still we can maintain our positive attitude, that will differentiate a leader from others. See, that is what we are going to learn today, how to maintain our positivity in the worst of the situations. Why do we develop negativity? What is the reason, the core behind it? The main reason is that we identify with our false ego. We identify that this is me, I'm supposed to get respect, I'm supposed to be successful, everybody should respect me, I should get the best in life, I should do the best. Even if I fail, even if I do something wrong, I cannot forgive myself. We are not able to forgive ourselves, nor are we supposed many times able to forgive others. Has anybody come through the situation that they are not able to forgive others? I'm sure we all have gone through. Sometimes we just hold others responsible, and it's very easy that we don't forgive others. So that I think we all have. But sometimes we are not able to forgive our own self. Anybody like that? Sometimes we feel very guilty in our life. And that time, Krishna says that even when we do not forgive ourselves, that is a sign of false ego. How? It can be humility. Anybody answer? Anybody can answer? How, when we are not able to forgive ourselves, it can be simple, genuine humility. Oh, I'm so low. Versus, it's a false ego. Krishna says it's false ego. Anybody would like to try? How? Yes,
it's something like, I'm not forgivable, that means I'm the greatest or the lowest.
True.
Yeah, but I have done something which I cannot say out to anybody, or which I feel is wrong, but I still have done it. So sometimes you cannot forgive yourself for something else.
When we do not forgive our own self, we see, how could I have done this? Am I God? It means that I think I'm God. God can never be wrong. If you understand this, that God can never be wrong, but I can still be wrong because I'm a human being, then I will never be able to hold negativity in me, even against myself. Okay? Once, Prabhupada's one disciple came and told Prabhupada, I'm the most fallen. Prabhupada said, you are most of nothing. Not even most fallen. Right? So when we say that I cannot be wrong, that is the time when we cannot forgive ourselves also. And that I is more important than wrong. And that is what is wrong in it. When we understand that we are just minor part and parcel of the Lord, and to err is a human, and we have to forgive our own self, learn from the mistake and go ahead. That is a lesson which Lord wants us to take. Okay? So, a true leader can always take negativity or harsh comments and opinions of others, learn from it. Or they can also, you want to tell something?
Yeah. What happens if we go on forgiving ourselves every time we feel that, oh, I'm not God, I can forgive myself any mistake I'm doing, then I can have that tendency. Okay, I'm a human being, so I can make mistakes.
Yes. So this is why very important that a human will forgive, that is because we are supposed to forgive ourselves once, learn from that and never repeat it again. If we repeat that mistake, then we are like animals. Yeah. So that is a distinction between the very nice point, Devas Mita. Okay, so a true leader takes all harsh comment, all open criticism, cynicism, and this is expressed as what? this is expressed as if somebody has got boil on the hand. Okay, somebody, some other friends can come and just put some air, blow some air in. It will just feel nice for a time, time being. But if you go to a doctor, doctor is not going to say, oh, so sorry, I'm very sad. Okay, let me just blow some air. Doctor is going to catch hold of your hand, put cut, and you will say, I came to get relief from you here and you are cutting me, giving more pain. What are you doing? But what the doctor does, removes the pus, removes the root problem of the your pain, after which you will actually be cured. Similarly, when criticism comes to us, when negativity is thrown to us, what do we do? A positive leader or a person whose heart is full of positivity takes this as an opportunity to learn something more, to grow over it and do better next time. Maybe this person has been sent by Lord to teach me a lesson. And if we learn to do this with us every time, we will not be pulled down by anybody else. Okay. So happiness is not determined by an event, but how you look at it. Okay, I'm just going to give you two scenarios. These are real life scenarios. This is not something made up. Okay. There was a person who in his early 20s met with a car accident. 65% of his face was burnt. He really went through a lot of pain, suffering. He still continued with a lot of positivity. He made his career. And just 4 years after that accident, he met with another accident which left him paralyzed waist down. There was another person who became world famous rock star at age of 20. He became millionaire at the age of 24. And by that time, more than 50 million copies of his album were sold. If I ask you, whose life would you like to emulate? If you are given this chance to emulate one of this life, whose life would you emulate? Or you would like to emulate?
Rockstar.
Every one of us. Anybody wants to go for the first one? But destiny wants to teach us different lesson. The first person is no one else but person called as W. Michel. Anybody has heard this name? This is his photograph. He is author of the book, It's Not What Happens to You, It's What Do You Do About It. Even after being paralyzed waist downward from the age of almost 25, this man has been very, very successful. He has taken life so positively that he today is a source of inspiration to thousands around the world. He gives his seminar and motivates thousands of people. If you go to attend one his seminar, if you want to arrange one of his seminar, it takes, I think, few hours, 3 or 4 hours. One seminar, he charges something like in the range of 10 to 20,000 US dollars. People are ready to pay him, to listen to him. Why? Because he spreads positivity. He gives you inspiration. He gives you hope in life. As against that, the second person who was rock star and millionaire at 24, he is a person called as Kurt Cobain. Anybody has heard this name? You know what did he do? He overindulged and finally did suicide by taking overdose of heroin. Now if you have to think back, whose life you would like to emulate, we will change our mind. Right? So the lesson is, do not go on externals, go on internal. So okay, now let's talk about positivity. If I think this is very commonly, everybody knows, if I have a glass which is half full, okay, so I ask you, so what will you call this glass? What you will call?
Half full.
Anybody will call it half empty? No. Huh? Why? Because this is enough taught to us in today's world. Call this glass half full, not half empty, and that is positivity. In any seminar you will go, this is taught everywhere. Look at the half full glass, not a half empty glass, right? So this positivity seminars are going everywhere around the world. It is important in life. The difference what I want to talk today is the following. If I show this glass and say it is half full or half empty, all of us are intelligent to say half full. We have learned, right? But if I show a glass which is completely empty. Okay, and Aisha, what is this? What do you say?
There is a glass.
There is a glass. Okay, anything else?
Full of air.
Full of air, yes. If somebody says this glass is empty, will you say, Pagal hai kya, kitna negative hai? Why are you so negative here? Will you call him pessimistic? Will you call him pessimistic? What he's saying is reality. What point I want to make here is only positivity based on imagination does not help. Positivity also has to be based on reality. Definitely you can say that it is full of air or there is a glass, there is no doubt. But if somebody says that it is empty, it is also a reality. Right? Why I am talking this? Because today when you talk about death, preparation for next life, people will say, bada negative hai yaar. What a pessimistic person. Why you want to talk about death? Is death reality or no? Are we talking imagination? Once Prabhupada was in America and he was asked by an interviewer, why is there such a high death rate in India? Prabhupada said, death rate? Death rate is equal everywhere, 100%. Everybody dies. Right? When it comes to death, everybody becomes equal. Right? What I want to say is that positivity also has to come from reality. Look at reality and then take positive from that. At the same time, if something is dead or if the glass is empty, you cannot say, oh, I can see it is full of water, I can see it is full of Coca-Cola. It's imagination. So first thing we have to learn in life is reality. And then learn to be positive in reality. Okay? That is the difference what I want to take or I want you to take home from other seminars of positivity and this. Because everybody teaches how to call this a half full glass, but how to take negative situations in life also positively, that is what we want to go in and look into it. Okay? So, I have to go today to SP Jain College. So, I go into Google Map, I search, I took a map out. I said, driving my car, SP Jain College. Okay? And I'm just going around and I'm not finding the place. Then I say, what is the problem? How am I not finding the place? And suddenly I realize that map was of India, not of Singapore. So my friend tells me, don't worry here, be positive. Just go on following, someday you will reach. Can the person reach? If he drives all the way from here to India, it's a different thing. Right? First we have to have reality in the life. And then be positive into it. The map has to be right to reach the right destination. Then you might make some mistakes, learn and come back, and that will guide you to the right direction. But the thing on which you are taking your direction, if that map itself is wrong, there is no point just being positive about it. First confirm your map is right. What map we want in our life? We take our map based on scriptures, based on Bhagavad Gita and Bhagavatam. And this is the basic map what we learn. Just gave it a short form, idea. Our map is idea. I is identity. What is our identity? So, now all of you have heard enough classes of Bhagavad Gita. So, can I expect the answer from one of you? You all know it. I'm not expecting any hi-fi answer. Just know what is your identity.
We
are soul. We are part and parcel or messenger of God. Right? And that's why Bhagavad Gita tells that we are also called as Anu. Okay, what do you mean by Anu? Lord is called as Vibhu and we are Anu. If you take particle of or few drops of ocean water, and if you take full ocean, when you do chemical analysis of this ocean water, is it not same as the whole ocean water? It's almost the same, right? But can the ocean water drop can say that I am ocean? No, I am part of ocean, right? So, we are part and parcel of God. We are same in quality but different in quantity, right? When we understand this, then we will know that our position is very minor, and that's why we can make mistakes. We also have limitations, and when we can understand our limitations, we can try to learn from it, we can improve on our limitations. But when we fail, we will just not go into depression. How could I have done this mistake? We know we are human beings, so big deal about it. I'm learning from it. We all are on a growth chart. We will be able to get over situations. If you go to Microsoft today, number one employees in Microsoft are? Number two? Chinese. Number three?
Americans.
Why so? Once the CEO was asked, and he said that the Indians, the way they are brought up, they do not get, they have so much of patience. They have learned difficult situations in life that they do not get collapsed when the system collapses. If you go in Americans' life, if you see their life, since childhood they have seen, just sit, press a button, AC starts, press a button, TV starts, press a button, everything, shower starts. They want to go to bathroom also, there are chairs available. You sit on that, press a button, it goes into the bathroom. Press a button, shower will come. And at the time of death, press a button and the person is already destroyed. So their life works on buttons. But when they actually go and make programs, just giving you an example, when he goes into practical life, when he makes a program, we all know when you write your programs, right? Every time you press a button, it's not going to work. Does it work? No. When you do experiments, every time the results come the way you want? No. Edison did experiment 1,000 times before he finally made the light bulb, right? So, if you are not trained to go over or accept failures or negativity, and every time the way you are come out in your life, thinking everything has to work perfectly for you because it is you, then it is very difficult. Right? So when we understand that we are just part and parcel of God, we have quality but our quantity is different. We can make mistakes. And that's why we are here, to learn and improve and then go back to our spiritual world. Then we will be able to cope up with the problems which we face in life, and grow through the difficulties and experience, and not bog down and feel depressed. When a person is depressed, he feels, how can God do this to me? How can others do this to me? How can I be in this situation? That is the time a person will feel depressed. If you know, anything can happen, so what? All of us are finally learning. I'm learning, others are also learning. Then neither we will blame others, nor we will feel depressed about things happening in our life. Right? Next is divinity. We understand that we are part and parcel. At the same time, we have to understand that God is divine and is always there to help us. If we develop faith in Lord, then what will happen? Whenever difficult situations come, we know it is for something good. Have you heard this thing that whatever happens, happens for good? I think I have told this story before also. Anybody remembers? There are a few stories about it. Anybody can share one of the stories? Everything happens for good. What to say?
Once there was a king, and he had a very intelligent minister, and he always accompanied the king wherever he went. So the king had a habit of going on hunting. So once he went for hunting, and it so happened that
he cut his finger.
Yeah,
his
finger got cut due to that. So they were returning that, as usual, he said, whatever happens, happens for good. So king got very angry that my finger is cut and you are telling me that whatever happens, happens for good. So then they returned and king said, put him in the prison, in prison, and don't release him till I tell. Next time, the other ministers were very happy because they were very envious of that guy. Next time what happened is, as usual, he went for hunting and he took these two ministers there along with him. And once they went into the forest and they got lost within the forest. So this king was that time captivated by a few local people there. And then it so happened that when he got captured, they decided that there was an auspicious day and they had to give bali of the person whom they caught. they are going to give Bali of the king. Just when they were about to, one person just found out that the king does not have a finger. So they decided that a person without having anything missing cannot be given as a Bali. So that time he was released. When he came back,
and the minister,
he realized
minister
what
was
is the,
used yeah. for giving Bali, right?
So he was, then he was, then he realized that whatever happened, I mean, then he came and told the minister the whole story. The minister said, see, whatever happens, happens for good. The king said, then I put you into prison, why did I put you into prison? So the minister says that if you had not put me in prison, I would be with you in the hunting.
They would
have put me as a Bali. that I have been.
So, basically there are enough ways which teaches us in life that Lord has perfect plan for us. And that's why there is a nice saying that God disposes our plans to put His plans. Right? So many times we decide something, He has some different things for us. So, God puts up His plans and destroys our plan. And we feel, why is He doing like this? I had some plans for me and He has changed my entire plan. But the fact is that we plan our future looking at our present. But He plans our present knowing our future. And that is how it is always perfectly done for us. If we develop this faith that whatever He does for the best, because He is our well-wisher. He tells in Bhagavad Gita that I am the best well-wisher and friend of every living entity. Not only you and me, not only humans. He's best friend and well-wisher for everybody. He has no dvesha or envy for anybody. If we develop this faith, then what we will do is, every time we come with a difficult situation, we will pray. We will be able to know that, okay, this is for my growth. And then, whatever I can control, I will do. Whatever I cannot control, He will control. And that will help us not succumbing under such situations towards negativity. Third is eternity. So many of us, at young age it's very difficult, but when we grow older, the most important fear which goes into us is death. But when we understand that finally life is eternal, then even that finest cause of fear will go away. And then again I tell example that when a cat comes in front of a rat, when it opens the mouth and sees that wild teeth of cat, the rat feels the death is coming to me, very very fearful. But that same rat, the same cat with the open mouth and same teeth, when it goes to take the kitten, you have seen how kitten is picked up, picks it up in the mouth and goes and puts it in a different place. The kitten feels, oh, my mother is coming, the love and warmth of my mother is coming to take me to a safer place. Same thing happens when we understand that our life is eternal. And finally, there is nothing wrong going to go with us. If we have done our best, Lord will not forget to do His best. He will also take us to some better situations. And then we will lose the fear. And last is activity. If you have understood who am I, who is God, if you have developed the faith in Lord, understanding that life is eternal, all our activities will be absolutely free of attachment to the results. And if we are not attached to the results, we will just do our activity as our responsibility. And when we do that, when we are not attached to the results, what will happen? We will not be depressed. Because if we want something, the result we don't get, we will be depressed. Whatever happens, we know it's for my best. If I try my best, if I study best, if I don't get good results, it must be for something my good. I can tell, now only while talking to you, I just remembered, this happened to me. And when I passed my 10th exam, all of you are for India, right? So most of us go through SSC, right? And SSC is very important because you want to go into a good college of medical, right? Sorry, the 10th science I wanted to go. I was always a topper, getting 95, 94, something like that. My prelims I did extremely well. And when the final results came, everywhere I was 95 plus, except one subject where I got 65 out of 100 in social science, beyond my imagination. Every time I had scored 95, 98, 65, impossible in my life. I was so depressed. I did not go to take my admission. I told my father, do whatever you want, put me whichever college you want. I was just crying and depressed. For a few days, I just did not come out of the room. I was not eating. I was feeling so bad. Then when you go to the 12th, 12th is very important because that result is going to decide whether you're going to get into medical or no. Right? 12th exactly required. I got my brilliant colors. I got into medical. In my medical, first, second, third MBBS. First MBBS, second MBBS, whatever you get, do, it helps. But third MBBS is the place where it decides for you your post-graduation. First, second, something was going wrong somewhere. And I was really feeling sad. But third MBBS, again I topped. I know I was doing the same amount of, honestly I was doing the same amount of putting my efforts. But I realized that whatever is required, Lord was giving me. Not what I want. He was giving me what I need. And when we develop this faith, now I reflect back, I think, what was the point in me crying when I passed my 10th? I was still not so bad. I still got my 89%, but why I had to cry so badly? It is always like this, that when we go ahead, we realize that there was no point feeling sad when we really felt sad. I wasted my time out of life. So, this seminar or this class is to give us energy to positivity. And this is the 6-point formula of energy giving. This is energy giving formula, right? I remember when I was in school, everybody, some child is playing, he's going for cricket, and then he's feeling very tired. So energy formula, glucose C, right? Right? I remember those days. Now I don't see TV, but I'm not sure. There's something similar comes, right? So this is the energy formula for our positivity. Whenever we feel sad in our life, whenever we face difficulties, go through this, remind this, and this will give you energy to not succumb under this negativity and still come out with full heart full of positivity. Okay? What is the first? Expectations should be realistic. We'll go into this, each one of it. Expectations should be realistic. N is nip comparative mentality. Keep your eye on real success. Be resolute. Be grateful and always say yes to God's plan. Okay, now we'll go into each one. Keep your expectations realistic. Okay, so when we go to hotel, okay, we decide, okay, I want one manchow soup, I want hara bhara kebab as my starter, then I want paneer butter masala, then I want some roti, then after that I want some sweet, ice cream, whatever. We can decide, we can demand, and we get it. When I go to hospital, the nurse comes, okay sir, what do you want? Do you want tablets or you want injections? Do you want syrup or this? Do you want red color tablet or yellow color tablet? Do you want this or that? Is such menu offered to us when we go to hospital? If a person comes to the hospital and says, no, I want this, I want this, I want this, the nurse will say, just keep quiet. The doctor will say, you don't know what is good for you. We know what is good for you. So, we have to understand the difference between hotel and hospital. When we understand this, understand that this material world is hospital, not hotel. Okay? When we come here, we have these expectations. I must do this, I must do this, I must have good degree, I must earn well, I must get good job, I must get good wife, good husband, I must get good children, this and that. Is this hotel? You can have desires, no doubt about it. But if we want, we must have it. That is hotel mentality. Okay? So when you go to the hospital, sometimes there are choices available. Okay, you want, you can take medicine, or we can give you injections, or you can take serum. Okay? But what medicines you give, the doctor will decide, right? I decide for my patients. Okay, I don't ask my patients. Right? Otherwise, I won't be a good patient, good doctor, right? That time the patient might feel, oh, very nice doctor. But when no treatment, no improvement, then they'll come and blame me, right? So, when we understand this mentality that this life is hospital, then what will happen? Our expectations from life will automatically come down to realistic. In hospital, we don't go with the hotel mentality, we are realistic. Same thing when in our life, we are realistic to expectations that this is what I desire, but finally, Lord will give what is best for us. Then, by keeping the realistic expectation, there is very less chance that we will feel depressed. Right? So, when we go to a movie, you have seen, I remember, as soon as hero, heroine enters, everybody whistles. Right? They start. Because why? Because we relate to them. We think I'm heroine and I'm the hero, right? If the hero is bitten off, our all has a standing on end. We get so angry. If that person comes, I'm going to beat him up, right? And if heroine goes through pain, we are also crying. All of us have cried or not? After 3 hours of movie, we realize I used to really feel ashamed. Why I was crying so much? But during the movie, I cannot control myself. I really remember when I used to go with my friends to see a movie, and I used to cry. I couldn't control, but I didn't want others to see because I knew that they will laugh at me. Why? Because the hero heroine are making me cry. They are getting money for it. I am paying money to see, and then growing crying also. Knowing this also, I used to cry. Because everything is imagination going on. And still we get involved into it. And that's why we have a habit of taking popcorn. Everything is imaginary. Let this one thing be real. Huh? So that's why we want to eat our popcorn. Otherwise we will feel, oh, we are also there only. Huh? So we need to come down to reality of life. And when we come down to reality that life is not happy, the end. Marriage ho gaya, very good, and then they lived happily ever after. Does it ever happen? And they lived happily ever after. That is how I remember those old time movies used to end, right? Finally hero meets heroine, finally everything, all villains have gone, and then does it happen in real life? Any movie they make, I don't know, might be Mukki making now, that they started marrying and then the real time problem comes. Huh? Very difficult. Finally, very important. You want to ask something?
Yeah, I have a question. Can I interrupt you?
Yeah, I can take one question at a time.
Okay. I was basically thinking, where do you draw the line between an imaginative expectation and a realistic expectation? Or is it better to not have an expectation at all and just do your job?
Okay. Everybody has this query. Many of us have this query. Very important question. Can we live without expectation, first of all? Anybody here can say that they can live without expectation? I'm sorry when I cannot say. If you live without expectation, what you gave, last option, best. But then, that person is a pure devotee. Yes, Atmaram. He doesn't get affected by anybody. But most of us are still struggling to survive and make our life. So, practically speaking, we all will have expectations. Now, how to draw a line between realistic and imagination, right? If I am today doing my 12th, I want to have expectation that I want to be a doctor, I want to be do so and so, right? Whether it is realistic or whether it is imaginative. If you don't keep goals, you will not try for it, right? So you have to have some expectations and goals to go over it. But what Bhagavad Gita teaches us, don't get attached to your goals. When we get attached to our goals, and work hard, even if we fail, we then lament and then do not go over, learn and go, keep on moving in life, then that becomes an imaginative. I'll give you an example. If I give my exams, I did not get into medical. I go into depression. I give 2 trials, 3 times, 4 times trial, but I just am not getting through it. But I'm not ready to do anything else in my life. That will become an imaginative expectation. If I give few trials within realistic perception of life, give my best, if I can't go over it, if I can't get through it, there is definitely something different made for me. I can do dentistry, I can do OT, PT, so many things. Come realistic, go there and still make your life. That is what is realistic. So, understood the difference? That when we are affected by, in negative way, by the results of our expectations, and when we don't get through it, that will make it imaginative. Otherwise, without expectations, none of us will have anything, or without goals, we will not be able to strive forward in life. And we all have to strive, right? Okay, does it answer your question?
Yeah. And another one is, how would you rate a spiritual life, as a hotel or a hospital?
Spiritual life?
Yeah.
Yes. Spiritual life is neither hotel nor hospital. It's just temple. Because a person who is completely spiritual, as you said, he has no expectations in life. He lives completely everything to God. And then that is a temple. Even if he may be in hospital physically like that, but he has complete faith. He sees spark of the God into that doctor, and that environment of his heart will make that hospital into temple. Okay. So first thing, we keep our expectations realistic. Okay. Next one is neat comparing mentality in bud. Okay, I'm sure many of you have heard this story of fern and bamboo. Anybody who has not heard, then I will say, otherwise I will go forward. Okay. There was once God planted a seed of a fern and next to it a bamboo. And God was giving everything, light, water, good air, everything to, so that they can grow. Just in few months, the fern started growing. It was growing very nicely. The Lord was providing all the possible ingredients and everything was doing fine. Okay, I'm sorry, it started like this, that one person was completely depressed, he was feeling completely sad in his life. He decided, okay, enough of it. I quit my family, I quit my job, I quit my life, I go and do suicide. He came to do suicide in the jungle, and that time he loudly asked, God, give me one reason why I should not quit. And that time God tells this, that I planted fern and bamboo. I kept on nurturing it. Fern grew very fast. Bamboo did not show any growth. I did not quit. I continued to nurture it. 1 year, 2 years, 3 years, 4 years. By that time, fern had actually covered most of the jungle. Everywhere it was greenery because of the fern. But bamboo not even seemed above the ground. God said, I did not quit. I continued with my endeavors. 5th year, a small shoot came out of the fern from that place. And in 6 months, it grew 100 meters tall. Why? Because for last 4 years, the bamboo was growing its root under the ground. So many times, we also have difficulties. We don't see results happening the way it goes for us. How many of you, if I give self-raising flour or maida, you like it? Can you eat? Baking powder, baking soda. Oh, we don't like it. But how many of us like cake? All of us. Right? But those ingredients, when they are mixed properly and when it is cooked properly, baked, the heating process goes on, then the product which comes out is very nice and delicious. When we go through heating in our life, Lord is cooking us to make us nice cake. If you remember this, we will not crib when heating is going on in our life. Right? We all know that gold starts shining when it is heated, right? So, every time we have to understand that we should not compare ourselves to others. Most of the time we are problem. If I fail in my exam, I am sad. If I fail and my friend passes, I am very sad. If I fail and my friend also fails, at least I have some company. Is it not true with all of us? Yeah? If I fail, if my friend passes, most miserable condition in life. Because we compare. There is no need to compare. If you see real Olympic champions, when they practice running, how do they practice? They take their stopwatch. They don't compare with others. When they take stopwatch, they see, this time I did it in 15 seconds, next time I should do it 14 seconds. Like that. That is how we grow. We should compare ourselves with our own abilities. Each one of us are unique. Lord has not made only our thumbprints unique. He has made each one of us unique. We should cherish our uniqueness. Take inspiration from others. There is no harm. Others have good abilities. Take inspiration. But we should not compare, because when we compare, envy comes in between. And envy comes, it makes our life miserable. Right? So we should always, so that is why, you know, can you compare orange with the apple? No. How much you try mixing it? Orange will always remain orange and apple will remain apple, right? So this we should, mentality of comparing, we should take out from bud. The next is keep the eye on real success. So this is a very nice line I read. Life is not a 100 meter sprint, but it is 100 kilometers marathon. So when we are running for 100 meter sprint, you have to just make it, because either you make it or you lost it, right? So you have to put your best, but life is not like that. Life is 100 meters, kilometers, marathon. You have to just go on, go on, go on. You might be quite behind in the beginning, but there is full chance that you may catch up when it goes ahead, right? And that's why Henry Ford was once asked, if you all know the history of Henry Ford, who is the person who started the company Ford, He started his company for the first time. He lost everything. He was bankrupt. He did not lose, he lost his hopes. Again, he started with a new effort, with positivity. Okay, let me try again. And then he succeeded. And then he was asked, and was very successful, what is your realization of your life? And he said, life goes on. Right? Very recently, I think maybe 3 years or 4 years ago, this I had read in newspaper, one of the articles of an interview with one of the successful person in UK. What is the success of your, what is the secret of your success? He said, two words, right choice. Then he was asked, what is the secret of your right choice? He said, one word, experience. Then what is the secret of your experience? Two words, wrong choice. Okay. See, we all, if we learn through our mistake that that wrong choice is no more wrong choice, it will help us to grow in right way. Okay. So once we should always, one thing we should always remember, that our success we should not measure against externality. We should remember that our life is successful if we have lived it in harmony with God. Because finally the real goal of life is live life in such a way that at the end of the life you don't have to cry and you don't have to feel unsatisfied. You might not have money, you might not have car, but if you have lived a life of character, value, fulfillment, helping others, then you will be satisfied. And that is what you want in life. Even if you have millions of dollars, but if you have not had one relationship, one person who can stand next to you, what is the use of having that millions of dollars? Right? So we should know what is real success. Not having money, not having car, not having praising people, having one real friend next to you, having somebody who looks upon you, and that is real success, right? Next is be resolute. Very important that we should transcend the worldly opinions and passions. You do something, people will blame you. They take out mistakes in you. You do something other way, they will again take out mistake in you. Right? My one friend, I still remember, when she got married, she and her husband, they just did simple marriage, and then I said, you don't want to call your friends, relatives, say, come on, we want to come to your wedding. She said, no, if I do lavish expenditure, people will come, eat, and then they will say, bahut paisa dikha rahe. If I will not do good, then they will say, dekho paisa bacha rahe hai. We all have gone for their marriages and we have done so much and we have called them and now it's their turn, they don't want to spend. So people will speak anyway, I don't care. I want to use this money for something good. They wanted to do, they had some project, they wanted to do that. This is quite intelligent way of decision, right? I'm sure everybody knows that story, that once a father and son went to buy a horse, right? They bought the horse, they bought the pony. When they are going back, somebody said, they were just taking the pony. Then somebody said, what fools they are. They're having the pony, they're not sitting on it also, useless, na? Horse we buy for what? Transport. They said, okay, we must sit. So the son sat on it. They went ahead, other person said, how shameless. Young son is sitting and the old father is walking. Son got down, father is sitting up. Somebody goes, what is this? How selfish this father. Marne ko hai, but bache ka dhyan nahi abhi tak. The father said, what to do? Okay, let both of us sit. No. They went ahead, are you, take care of this horse. Just because this horse cannot speak, does it mean that you have to torture this whole horse? Actually, in fact, you two should carry the horse. Okay. We have to understand that we can never make whole world happy. At the same time, we cannot be even irresponsible or indifferent. We should differentiate between whom we want to make happy and whom we can just be neutral to. We cannot make the whole world happy. You should know who are near and dear to you, whom you should give your remote control of your life, and only that person you should keep in your circle of making your decisions for. If we just want to make our life decision everything based on others, then it's very difficult. Next, passion. It's not only important to have positivity, but it's also important to control our passions when it is required. Right? If Bill Clinton had all the positivities, but if he could not control his anarthas, his weaknesses, people do not look at his positivity, that's not enough. If we have a lot of angers, if we have a lot of pride, if we have lust, if we have greed, that's not going to help us, even if I be most positive person in the life. Right? There are enough examples in the world people were looked upon. I think the cricket, whatever you call, the captain or the trainer of South African team few years ago, everybody used to look upon him as one of the toppers. You remember his name? I don't
know.
And then he succumbed to
match fixing.
Greed. And at the end he said, he confessed that I had enough in life, but I couldn't control my greed. What if you are positive, but if you cannot control the passions of your life? So very important that we should differentiate where to control our passions, and then remember that we will do our life positively anyways. You all have the prayers, you have heard the prayers of anyways. I forwarded to somebody, I don't remember. This a prayer which was found in room of Mother Teresa, which she used to always read these prayers. If you want, I will forward it to Sandeep, because it's very nice prayers. It is there on my room, in my office, in my house, everywhere. It really helps. It says something goes like this, I don't remember full prayer. It takes years to build a building, it takes moments to break it down. Build it anyways. When you do good to something, to somebody, people will doubt you of your interior motives. Do good anyways. When you do something, basically everywhere, that whenever there is something good, something positivity, people will try to pull you down. It should not pull you down. You should continue with resolution that I will do good. Why? At the end of the prayer she says, finally it is between you and God anyways. It was never between you and them anyways. Right? It's so much of hope giving and positive prayers. Really reminds me, almost every few days I've kept it in front of my door and I read it. It's really wonderful prayer, that be resolute to be good, to do principle, to have a principle life, whatever people may tell you. Next is grateful. I heard the sentence, if you are not grateful, you are a great fool. Why? None of us can say that God has gifted us with enough things to survive. If you go in world charts today, 3 or 5% of the people do not have even one meal a day properly. If we are getting 2 times meal properly, we are amongst those 95%. We should feel happy about it. If we have some savings on us, we are part of, what is the percentage? Something good? We are, okay, I think I have written somewhere. Oh, you are amongst the 5% of the population. That is, if you get food. If you are having your savings, little bit also, you are part of almost 50% of the population. Okay, so every time we have some setbacks in our life, we should count on our blessings. What God has given us, we should look at that and feel happy about it. Don't always have a habit of looking at somebody who has got more than you and feel sorry. Your life will just go like that. There are hundreds and thousands and millions below you. Look at them and feel, at least God has given me this much. Let me use these things to help others. Otherwise, if you look at top people, you will just become greedy and envious. So, okay, I will just go over it. It's not so much of time. Okay, I just want to say that when a child, I think this scene, either we must have passed through in our life or we must have seen, goes with the parents in a shopping mall. He wants a toy. Parent says, no, you cannot get it. He starts throwing tantrum right there. Starts, you don't love me, you don't care me, you always do like this, you have no love for me. You have seen this? He forgets that the same parents feeds him, take care of him, take him to the, gives him so much of gift, celebrates birthday so much, they forget. Similarly, each one of us have our toy in life, throughout our life. God, I want this degree. I want this job. If I don't get it, we start throwing tantrum. God is not there. Maybe he is hard-hearted. Maybe he doesn't love me like that. They're throwing tantrum. We don't count how many blessings we have got in our life. I want to just show you one video. And then think over it, what blessings we have got in our life.
Thank you.
Have any one of you seen this before?
Yes.
Is it?
On the current slide.
Is it not heart-touching? If we remind ourselves.
Actually, they are the ones singing with so much feeling.
Yes. And when we see them, our heart will move with this feeling, right? So every time what I was saying is that when we face with difficulties, when we don't get something what we need in life or what we feel we want in life, look at others, those who have nothing, those who are much less than you. It will not let you go into negativity. It will make you maybe more generous and more kind to the world and have more faith in the Lord. We have nothing to complain. All of us have at least two hands, two legs, two eyes, right? We have enough intelligence that we all are here, right? So there's nothing for us to complain.
How come they become happy?
Sorry?
How come they become happy?
How come they become happy? Okay, I just want, we'll go in very short. That whenever Lord takes something from you, if He takes away something from your hand, be sure He has made your hand empty to give you something better. Medically proven that if one sense, we all have five senses, right? If one sense doesn't work properly, that person develops sixth sense, which is much more stronger. And they have much more stronger other senses which are developed. And if you use it positively, they will be happy. It's just the way our attitude, oh, I cannot see, and then you'll just be. But then Helen Keller, deaf, dumb and blind, which ranges she reached, even we cannot think of, right? It's the way we take our life. The life is, happiness comes from within, not comes from this outside happiness. Okay? Ananias 9.22. Ananias Chintayanto Mamya Chanaparipas. That is 9.22. Okay. And this is the last energy giving source to us. Say yes to God's plan. Right? God breaks cloud to make rain, breaks soil to give us grain, breaks grain to give us bread, and God breaks bread to give us food. So every time there is something is broken or taken away, there's something better waiting for you. For sure. It may not feel externally into our perspective of good, but there's something hidden definitely good into that for us, for from higher perspective of life, and that will make us grow in life. And that's why Bible teaches us, let thy be done, not mine. So that is a very important saying. I'm sure each one of us have read this, to remember, to learn, to pray to God that please give me strength to change the things I can change, to endure, to accept things which I cannot change, and to differentiate between the two. If we know this, we will know what are our limitations, what God can do, and then we'll be satisfied. Okay. There is a journal called as Journal of Health and Religion. I also was not aware till quite a long time. I never thought that scientists also think that there can be connection, but there are few scientists who do think this. And then there is a book which has come out, Handbook of Health and Religion, which is a compilation of almost 300 studies from this journal. Okay? And then I just jotted down few points from the journals, one of the articles. But it says that a person who is related or who practices some type of religion, his life expectancy increases by anything between 3 years to 11 years. He is less prone to addiction and is more prone to face positively in life. There are lot of things which are written into that. And then the last line I like about this person who has written in one of his article which came out in 2008, Mark Stibich, that as a researcher look into the impact of religion, all these factors must be considered. He has mentioned a lot of factors. But to put it blindly, he says, God takes care of those who give service to Him. So finally, it's a already proven scientific fact that those who live their lives based on religion in some way, what was the factor which they took it as religion, what was the basic factor? A person who was attending at least once in a week, some religious activity like going to church, or because that is the routine things for them, and that person was taken as religious, and that person shows so many positivity, less heart attacks, less blood pressure. They have counted hundreds of things which they have proved over 300 different studies. Okay, so even for external point of view, we have reason to follow scriptures.
So for fundamentalists, they also follow the religion very strictly.
No, that's why. It's not enough. That's what we have to understand, the proper religion and follow. There's no doubt about it. But what I want to say is that even for a person who basically follows in basics, na, even they are benefited. So those who will follow properly, they will have much more to follow, right? Okay. So this is the last part of our talk today. You come to the doctor. I'm sorry, I'm a doctor. I'm always talking about patients, pearls, this, that. Na. So when you come to a doctor will do two things. Diagnose and then treat. Okay. Person having fever, cough, goes to the doctor, does lot of blood tests, x-ray, oh, so showing infection. Okay, take your x-ray, take your blood report, go. Is it sufficient? No, he requires prescription. So, now we just discussed energy formula of positivity, but how do we take it in our life? Right? You have been given medicine, oh, you will require so and so antibiotic, but it has to be prescribed and it has to be taken. So, this is the prescription given for developing this positive attitude in life and making ourselves internally strong. Okay? We all have heard about IQ, right? There are four types of Qs: physical quotient, intelligent, emotional, and spiritual. You all are aware of this? These are all four types of, that's why it's called as PIES. This formula is PIES. Okay? What is physical quotient? To make us physically strong. What will make us physically strong? We require nutrition, but when we take food which is offered to God, it gives us not only physical strength of body, but also internally purifies us. Okay, I'll just give you a simple practical example. 4 years ago, I think around 4 years ago, when we started with a project called Food for Life, started approaching different government societies which or schools where people are less fortunate, they don't have food. So Tirupati temple, they approached a government school and then they said that can we supply food to your students, and the teacher said please, anyhow the students are really, and then they regularly started coming daily providing different types of khichdis and all. And in 6 months time, this was the report which came out in newspaper maybe around that time 4 years ago, that this teacher, the school principal, so-called school principal, were so affected. They said our children were coming from, most of them were downtrodden family and all. They were just not controllable. They were always violent and they would not learn and they were very difficult to control. Somehow, only one thing which was added was giving khichdi to them. In 6 months time, they all became some different personality. They all would sit properly, they would listen to class properly, their intelligence grew, concentration grew. And the private school started approaching Tirupati ISKCON, can you also provide khichdi to our school? And this came in newspaper. And I have personally seen this, because when I was in Bombay, I was also involved in this Food for Life project. And we were doing this, I was in place called as Nigdi, that is around 50 kilometers from Pune. You have heard Pune, right? So Nigdi, we started with around maybe 10,000 children first. And then looking at us, many other organizations also came that we also want to give. So other, you know, the Lions Club, they also took up some other schools. And after, this is also a newspaper article, I think I must be having it in India, my collection, that some other schools which were getting khichdi from other organizations, they approached the Jilla collector and said, no, we want from ISKCON. Why? So there was, the heading of the newspaper was, why only they are getting this khichdi, why are we also not getting this khichdi? There was difference in the khichdi. Why? Why? We discussed last time. That the food which is offered to God has a different taste and a different nutrition. It doesn't only give nourishment to your body, but it gives nourishment to your soul. And that is why I always say that the Shira of Satyanarayan Puja is different than Shira mummy makes. Right, mummy? Mummy cannot make it till it is offered to God, right? So for physical caution, to improve it, to make it strong, we should take prasadam. Eat whatever we are eating, definitely vegetarian I'm talking about. Offer it to God first. Say that I have put my love into it. He's not going to eat away our chapati, sabji, dal, rice, rasgulla, right? But what he takes from it is only your love, and he puts his love into it. And his love makes it prasad. And when we take that prasad, that his love makes us purified. It gives us internal strength to fight negativity in life. Second is intelligent quotient. I think it was again 3 or 4 years ago, WHO sent instructions to all the doctors around the world, stop smoking. Why? Because when they did study, they realized or they found out that among the professionals who smoke the most, the doctors smoke the most. They are the people, those who know the most hazardous part of the smoking. They treat the patient in and out. It's not only that they know theoretically. We are seeing the patient in and out and they are seeing the difficult problems which come out with the smoking. But how come they are smoking the most? So just by reading and knowing the fact, it doesn't make you intelligent. There is intellect. There is intellect. There is difference between intelligence. Intelligence means to have some knowledge and to apply it in your life. That makes you intelligent. And how do we make our intelligent caution strong? By reading scriptures. To understand what is right, wrong, and then to get strength to follow it when we study scriptures like Bhagavad Gita, Bhagavatam, according to our religion, when we read prescribed scriptures, it gives us inner strength to make our intelligent caution strong. Next is emotional caution. We all go through different difficulties in life and it takes a while to become positive. Let me tell you very frankly, at this moment, if somebody tells me my most dear one has met with a serious accident, oh, I still want to be positive. It's very difficult to speak. It's very different to speak and to be really practically do it, right? That phase of life when we meet with difficult situations, to bring us back into our positivity and our positive thought process, we require association of those who are strongly positive. And that is what, when we learn, when we come in association of those who have deep faith in God, they will remind us how to face the situations. When they face difficult situations, they'll teach us by their experience and they help us when we go through our difficult times. And that is why our emotional quotient becomes strong when we associate with God following, or basically devotees of the Lord, right? So association of devotees help us to strong or to strengthen our emotional quotient. And last, spiritual quotient. Okay, once one person, he had strong faith in God. He would say, oh God, if you are there, tell me something, I want to do something, whatever you say. He was praying so strongly, genuinely from his heart. He heard the voice, there is a huge boulder behind your house, push it. So he really went. He never noticed that big boulder behind his house. Said, okay, God has told me, I must do it. And pushing it, pushing it, pushing it. Oh, this lean, thin man just cannot push it on me. He said, no, but God has told me, I must do it. One day, 2 days, months, 2 months, 6 months, 1 year. He's pushing it, nothing is, it's just not moving. That poor man is just not able to move it. But at the end of 1 year, he started thinking, was it really God's voice or I'm just imagining? He said, doubting. Again went back to his prayer room. God, was it really you? Was it you who told me to do this? Why nothing is happening? Why I cannot see the result? Why am I not able to please you? Again that same voice came. I am pleased. Who told you that you are not pleasing me? He said, what? You told me to push, but I am not doing anything. I am just pushing, nothing is happening. God said, you are pushing it, right? He said, yeah, it's not moving. He said, but I told you to push. I didn't tell you to move anyways. I can move it myself. He said, but why do would you tell me to push when it's not going to move? Then Lord told him, go and you see yourself in a mirror. By pushing against a hard rock over a year, what would happen? All these bodybuilders will know. Practical experience, right? His thin, lean body had become very strong. He never realized that that was an exercise which he was doing. Similarly, when we chant God's name, many times we feel, are we wasting our time? Is it really what God wants us to do? But that time what we are doing is we are exercising our spiritual strength, right? So whoever are chanting, tomorrow onwards when you are chanting, somebody comes and asks you what you are doing, say, I'm into my spiritual gym, right? I'm exercising, right? So when we do our sadhana, chanting, taking God's name, we are giving strength to our spiritual or to our soul. So by doing, by taking prasadam, by reading books, by associating with devotees, and by doing our chanting or doing our sadhana properly, finally we will be able to make our existence strong and positive. So to conclude, we should stop complaining in life. Remember this silent national anthem, and I think we will all stop complaining in our life. Find positive angle to every situation and be sure that there is something definitely good in every situation. I will end with one story. There was a boy who went on a excursion. He was all alone and he found a huge bag full of big clay balls. It was very hard. So he said, okay, let me start playing with it. So he started taking and throwing it into ocean. And 1, 2, 3, 4, almost it went to half. And it happened that just one, instead of going into the ocean water, hit against a big rock on the side. It broke open and then something was sparkling into it. He went nearby and he realized that there was a real diamond into it. And then he thought, oh my God. Then obviously next ball he did not throw in the water. He all put it on, threw it on the rock. He opened and then there was rock into, sorry, there was diamond into every clay ball. At that time he could have thought, or he can think, it's up to him to decide. Oh, I threw away so many diamonds in the ocean before unknowingly. Or at this time he can decide, at least halfway I came to know, at least this many are saved with me. Right? It's up to us to decide. We want to take a situation as half empty or half negative. So, anytime in future now, any negative thought comes upon us, any difficult situation comes upon us, something we want, exams we want to pass, we want somebody as life partner, something. Things are not going as our way. We will not get depressed. What we will tell ourselves? I have got blood group. Be positive. And that will help us to always remain positive. And then we will never go depressed. And that will give strength not only to us, to our parents. Right? The parent who knows that my children who are sitting so many kilometers, so much far away, but their strength of heart, they will not be worried. They will not be worried that what if they will go into wrong association tomorrow? What if they start smoking, drinking tomorrow? What if they do something wrong? What if they will do suicide? Every parent has got this behind back of their mind. Some worry because they are not having their children in front of them. But when they will see the positive attitude in you, they will not be worried. They will have peaceful night there. Yes, auntie? Okay. So, any questions? I'm sure we don't have much time. So, this is the last. I'm sorry. There's concluding shloka from Bhagavad Gita. Krishna says in 2.14, maybe we all can repeat this. Matra sparshastu kaunteya.
Matra sparshastu kaunteya.
Shitoshna sukha dukhada.
Shitoshna sukha dukhada.
Agamapayino nityas.
Agamapayino nityas.
Tamsitikshva svabharata.
Tamsitikshva svabharata.
O son of Kunti, the non-permanent appearance of happiness and distress and their disappearance in due course are like the appearance and disappearance of winter and summer seasons. They arise from sense perception, O son of Bharata, and one must learn to tolerate them without being disturbed. Lord is again and again in different parts of Bhagavad Gita and Bhagavatam has taught us that happiness and distress will come. Life will go on. One has to learn to tolerate it without going disturbed, keeping the final goal in life. What is that? Good days gives us happiness, bad days give us experience. Remember, both are essential in life. Okay? If we have only good things, no good. Can? Okay. I don't think we have much time. If there is any question, maybe we can take one question or one comment and then we will end. My God, pin drop silence. I'm scared of the silence. Either something went in or everything has gone top. Okay. Auntie, you want to share anything?
No. I just have one question. Because I read in all the lectures that God will grant it when you are ready to drop it. So, I just wanted to ask if you are anywhere ready to drop it, that means you don't need it. Then why does it need to fall?
You have the question?
No.
He is asking that, he has heard this, that God will give, grant it when you are ready to drop it. When you are going to drop it, it means that you don't need it anyways. Then why will God grant it? Such simple logic, right? There is very simple understanding behind it. That when we want something, we ask God. If we need it only, He will give us. But most of the time, it's our want. We want to hold on to it. When we don't get, Lord is not granting because we don't need it. After some time we realize, maybe if we realize, it's, oh, I don't need it. Let me now drop it. Let me not have it. It means we are no more attached to that thing. That time God will give you anyways. Right? And this is why that time? Because He knows that you are not attached to it. But if you get it, first thing you'll be grateful. And the second thing, you have know that it's, you don't need it, but still you have got it, you'll use it in the best way. I'll just give you a simple example. Scriptures. You all know Dhruva Maharaj, right? Dhruva Maharaj, when he was 5 years old, he wanted to sit on the father's lap, right? And that time he was pulled down by his stepmother. Stepmother's name was Suruchi. Okay. Suruchi said that you are not my son and I am the favorite wife of your father. If you have to sit there, you have to be born from my womb. At this moment you cannot sit. He was very insulted. A 5 years old boy, can you imagine what emotions he must have gone through, what trauma he went through? And father, being so attached to this wife, did not speak even a word. He just shamelessly kept his mouth shut. So hurt, Dhruva went to his mother, Suniti, and started crying that, father, mother did like this to me. Suniti could have poured ghee into the fire. Yes, see, your father is like this. I'm not his good wife. He doesn't love me. So he doesn't love you. And you know, this is how everything is. She could have made him depressed. But she talked reality. She told that, yes, what you are saying is right. Because I'm not his favorite wife, you cannot sit on his lap. But at this moment, but now if you go to your spiritual father, he is more strong than anybody else. He can change heart of anyone and he will give you what you really require. And that was the message which Suniti gave to Dhruva. Dhruva decided, okay, I will now go worship Lord Narayan and I will get a kingdom greater than my great-grandfather. And who was his great-grandfather, you know? Brahma. He said, mera father kya hai? Mere dada-dada ko bhi chhod dunga. Usse bada leta hu bhagwan. So he went. And at 5 years old boy did severe austerity for 6 months. If you read the astrologers, he went through is unimaginable. Why he wanted, what he wanted?
Kingdom
greater than his great grandfather. Finally at the end of 6 months, Lord Narayan appeared in front of him. And as soon as he saw the Lord, he started crying. Because just having darshan of the Lord, he realized that what he is having desire is material. But Lord's form is spiritual. And what he has got today is much more than what he wants. And immediately he dropped that desire of having kingdom. Lord was asking him, I am very pleased with you. What can I do for you? I want to give you benediction. He said, I don't want anything. Can you imagine? He dropped it. Now God is there to give him everything he wanted. But he is not asking. He already dropped that idea of, right? So when he wanted, God did not grant. When God is granting, He has dropped it. Right? Why? And then what happened? The answer is in the next part. Lord told that, I know with what desire you had worshipped me. And I know that you have now understood that that is not the highest thing. So I will still grant you. And then Lord granted him one huge planet, bigger than Brahmaloka, called Dhruvaloka, where he became king for 36,000 years. This is exactly what Lord does, because he knew that now when I give him, he will not be attached to this planet and he will utilize all this for serving the Lord. And that time Dhruva Maharaj said, okay, if you want, you are giving me this planet, I will accept it. But let me always remain humble, never become proud of what you are giving me. And give me one benediction that I always serve your pure devotees. And that time Lord granted him that whoever finishes their material life, when they are going on the spiritual life, Dhruvaloka comes higher, on higher planetary system, they will always pass through Dhruvaloka and Dhruva Maharaj will serve them. So whoever goes to the spiritual world, makes their journey through Dhruva Loka. Dhruva Maharaj personally would serve them and then they would make their journey. So this is what is the reason. And when a person understands what we don't require and we drop that idea of having material things for us, Lord might still give us, knowing well, that now understanding the fact, we are going to use it in right way. If he would give him before only, he would again, he might become proud, he might just get entangled into the situation. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Krishna.
Showing mercy through them, that we always are happy to have presence of the Lord. Yes, He is always there, but when they appear here like this, then we feel very blessed. So thank you very much. We are really thankful to Lord that they have come to just show us, give us their darshan. Because Lord is there everywhere, there is no doubt about it. It is very difficult to perceive Him without the deity form. When we see the Lord in front of us in the deity form, we start relating to them. We also want to say that our Shantanu Prabhu, Prabhu, now, is there still any good news that you are postponing by any chance? Any further postponement?
Yeah, 16th I am leaving.
Because Shantanu Mitra Prabhu, many of you know that he is a regular, not only, I would not say that he is a regular member, he is a part of our family here. Very regularly Prabhuji has been coming, inspiring us by his presence, by his very nice realization, stories, whatever he shares every time. He and his wife and his daughter would be coming here. His parent-in-laws were here, they would always come here. Now his wife has gone back and Prabhu is going to Virginia, I guess. And I'm praying that wherever he goes, we all actually pray that wherever you go, may Lord Krishna give you, fulfill all your with positivity and bring you more closer to Him. And finally, after going there, after making some progress, you come back to Singapore to be
Please pray so that I can come back here.
Yeah. And with, this is what Krishna is showing us again and again, that he was supposed to leave last week. Then he was supposed to leave on 4th. Then he did not done, he was supposed to leave tomorrow. Now it's been postponed. And I wish that this postponed and continue the party. Mataji will feel very sad alone, and then she'll also come and join us back over there. Whatever is good for your spiritual life may not happen. Whatever full best wishes I have for you, our prayers are for you. And definitely you will be always with us in your spiritual
life. I'm also very happy to get this kind of association. And, the flow I got in my life, the spiritual flow, that I hope that, and I'm already getting some strength in the difficult situation because of this. And I hope that we all, because of this flow, the life will be glow. Life will glow. And that will blow our ignorance.
Yeah, that will blow our ignorance. Hare Hare Om. Wow, this is good. This is how Prabhu always makes all of us so nicely realize. So nice, huh? Because of this flow, the life will glow and this will blow our ignorance. So nice. Thank you very much. Also, we celebrated Sati Prabhu's birthday 2 days ago. Yesterday, so we all want to wish him. He is also part of this family very regularly. He is around to help us, to inspire us by his presence, by his devotion. If you all remember, he would always sit and stand with the books all the while. I think now it's a little busy, so he couldn't manage. But we pray for him, for all his wellness, and pray that Vandu Gopalji fulfills his life with all positivity towards spirituality. And obviously, his full support. Better half is Parul Madhuji. She is so wonderful devotee that she has always been taking care of Lord and his devotees very nicely, and source of inspiration for many of us also. Actually, I also look upon her with the enthusiasm with which she always is ready to do services with her job, with family, with the house, and with extra so many activities. She is always ready, and I always look forward to her. You know, I know that when there are tight situations, I know she will be there to do more services. Thank you so much for being so wonderful and so enthusiastic. We all take inspiration from you. Cake cutting?
This
one. I thought Ekadashi.
She has prepared what?
So today we are having Prabhu's birthday celebration in the form of sweets. Mataji has brought.
Mataji has prepared two items,
and that's why even Laddu Gopal has come to bless. Thank you, Sandeep Prabhu, because of your birthday, Laddu Gopal has come. May your birthday come every week.
Before everybody has a question, just wanted to request, again, first thank Dr. Nikita and Sarmajaya Mataji, both of them, for the fantastic presentation. And we would like to have it in just one personal request to everyone. The founder member of this program, Prajaya Prabhu, he is now in US for his continuing his post PhD. Krishna willing, he'll be back next year sometime. And he managed to hack NUS internal system using his alumni account and get some email addresses. Send out the emails to students using technology Krishna's in that way. But recently, some head of some department actually complained, and he was kind of issued first warning for not spamming all the students and something like that. So going forward, we are not very sure whether we can send emails to everyone. I would really like to request, if you are some friends who will be interested in this program, so you'd like to try with some friends if they can join this program. So you please try to invite or send emails on your accounts. So in future something happens, we are relying on all of you. Thank you so much.
And for this group, actually, those who are regularly coming, those who would like to continue,
yeah,
if they have that personal account also,
there's
I think that's a different group altogether. Then in your gym, you add
the person. I opened the Google Groups, but the Google Groups are disabled from last Monday. They disabled that feature of adding person. So I won't be able to do it. All of you, I can send invitations. You can join this group on your own. And details, I'll keep on posting on this krishnaclub.com about various programs that we are having in our government center. So all of you are welcome for that also. Thank you so much for sharing with us. We have booked this for the late 30, so we will be outside. Final applause for
बहुत
आपका ईमेल आईडी दिया? My source of inspiration was your mother.
Thank you. Actually, I also feel that I was very worried. So her father said, you go find out who's your daughter and then please yourself and then come back. So I've come here for 3 weeks.
Seriously, just stay for 3 months.
I cannot have another daughter in Calcutta. So that's no.
I think she is like fish. Fish comes into water and it just goes so swiftly into it.
You just
stop one time.
Once here
and then she has become like, she never found that she is new or like, suppose somebody came for 1.5 years and she came for almost time. She is now coming to the right now. But we feel that she is also here for almost
time. She talks to me about this.
I know she sends it.
Actually, we came last year only for 3 days. My husband has seen him. He used to stay in his maternal uncle's house, and there was a mandir over there. So he stayed over there and did meet with him for some time. Some of his disciples from America had also come along. So he was very small when he went.